and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Oh boy, another day at the office here. Having trouble, forgot my mouse. I hate the pad on my computer. Anything else? Well, let's see. My name is Mark Kitt, and I am your host once again. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great gal, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Red Smith, who's been on the unfunded...
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. I'm trying to copy and paste some music over here, and I'm having trouble with it. Get it to the producer. And my voice is doing a lot better this week. I'm not coughing and hacking nearly as bad as I was.
Not over yet, Spanky.
We might want to do a shout-out to my mother, who I hope is listening. She needs to get well. She's been in, I guess, what's the term I'm looking for, convalesced?
No, she's in rehab.
Rehab. She's in
right
rehab.
Now.
Yeah, so hopefully she's going to get better and better and not a problem.
Yeah, she seems to be doing better
little by little.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed, doing one day at a time.
Okay, I finally got the thing copied.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I can actually send it in an email. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's been crazy weeks lately. And let me get this put in here, and then we can move on here. Anybody else got something to say besides me?
I don't know.
Well, that all depends. I do have a couple of announcements.
Give me some announcements while I'm working on that.
Okay, so coming May 26th, Missing in America Project's doing their second annual prime rib dinner. And we will be holding that at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And the doors open at 3. Remember, last year we did it. It was some of the best prime rib I've ever had in my life. I mean, those chefs do an awesome job over there. And I'm, you know, so there'll be raffle prizes, auctions, and all that good stuff. If you're interested in tickets, you can go to Jones Fort or give them a call at 222-3223. Or you can give me a call at 356-3651 if you have something you would like to donate for the auction. Or drawing, give us a call. We'll take nice things. You never know what we'll come up with. Last year, we had a couple good antiques in there. And so, again, that is going to be May 26th. If you sponsor a table, it's $400, which includes $200 in raffle tickets. So, again, awesome dinner, too. And then Frank just gave me this coming May 19th at Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. They are going to be showing a movie, Served Like a Girl, and it's a free film screening. I can't hear. Sorry. And so they will be showing that. And this is a movie for the women that have served in the military and hitting different aspects of it, and also telling how to transit. There we go. All right, that's much better. Now I'm really loud.
A lot of technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, okay. Okay, and KXIE is sponsoring this filming. So that's going to be May 19th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall, which is located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. For more information, you can call 365-9650. Again, that's 365-9650.
Wow.
Anything else? Shall we go on?
I think I'm almost up and running here. I left my mouse, and that just really sucks. I hate these pads. Anyway, I wanted to start out with talking about, coup in America that has been going on, the deep state, trying to unseat our president through the, whatever you want to call them, the treasonous deep state POSs at the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, attempting to remove our sitting president from office. And I guess the media just doesn't care about this other than...
Not enough to cover it.
Not enough to cover it. Yeah, the fact is, and this comes from Kevin Schiff, who had the highest clearance in the CIA when he was an intelligence officer there. He's saying right now that we have a coup within our government at senior levels of the CIA, DOJ, FBI, attempting to unseat a duly elected president who was elected by the American people and remove him from office. This is treason. The shadow government, the deep state, they're trying to get President Trump removed from office. And we have not seen anything like this since the presidency of John F. Kennedy, when CIA Director Alan Dulles attacked him and what we saw happen there. There's crystal clear evidence that the CIA was at least involved in the cover-up of the JFK assassination. This is a guy who's actually viewed the files.
Hmm. Interesting. Huh?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, whoa. Who would have thought?
What was there to cover up? It was just one guy.
Right? Yeah.
Lone gunman theory. Yeah.
Evidently, that blows the lone gunman theory right out the window. And then we wonder why, in criticism of Trump, why didn't he release the files? He has access to the files. He's going to review them again in 2021. But why didn't he release them? And I guess what I'm hearing him say is that it's so... damaging to the constitutional structure of the United States or the constitutional, it would be such a constitutional crisis that he's not going to release him right away. Evidently, that would mean that it's way high up in the circles of government, the collusion, the treason, the coup, whatever happened with Kennedy and the assassination.
But they did release some of the files.
Some of them, but some not of all them, of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of files they...
There is enough evidence out there that is readily available if you examine it. If you go through the court records and the documents and the stuff that was collected by, I believe it was Louisiana District Attorney Jim Garrison.
Right.
Just the mountains of evidence that was uncovered that implicated our intelligence agencies, the mafia, all of these people all feeding together at the same trough. For their own reasons to get rid of Kennedy.
Well, evidently on Friday, this Kevin Schiff and other retired top officials at the CIA, FBI, DOJ, NSA held a press conference and demanded that Attorney General Jeff Sessions prosecute top Obama-era officials for obvious crimes against the incoming Trump administration. Wow. I mean, they have a press conference. Did we hear about that? Did you hear about that?
No. Didn't hear anything about it.
Didn't hear anything about that. So that is the same tactic that the deep state, out of control, George Soros, whoever owns the damn news media.
Well, that's why the news media is not going to cover it, because once it comes out, there is no way they aren't implicated as aiding and abetting and being complicit.
That what they do is that the classic tactic... since I realized this is way back on the birth certificate stuff, it's just black it out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a birther or not a birther, even I hate the term, the fact that was a news story should have been mainstream news. Mm-hmm. And it was completely blacked out, true or false. And so That's the typical answer what these guys do. Anything they don't want the American people to have a judgment on or anything like that, they just completely black it out. So yeah. Do we have a caller?
We do have a couple. I believe we got Nick on line one. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, it is a good morning. If you guys want to know what went on with the JFK assassination, you need to read. The book title is The Devil's Chessboard, and you get done reading that, you'll be convinced that Alan Dulles was behind the assassination.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. It's a terribly interesting book.
The Devil's Chessboard, huh?
That's the name of it. You can get it on Amazon. Hey, I'm going to turn you on to a book that is cutting edge. This book came out Wednesday. The Scandalous Presidency of Barack Obama. And this book is great. It goes through each one of his scandals, and each one is 3, 4, 5 pages long, each chapter. It spells out what went on and how Obama covered it up or how he was involved. There's scandals in here I've never heard of before.
What's the name of the book again, Nick?
The Scandalous Presidency of Barack Obama. It's by Matt Margolis.
I recognize that name.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Well, he just wrote one about the worst president in history or something like that. But there's some scandals in here that I just never even heard of.
Well, according to our mainstream media, our Barack Obama was the first presidency without a major scandal.
Hey, that's addressed here, too. That tells you just how phony that is.
I swear, anybody who's listening to any news media outlet, Fox included to a degree, I mean, they come out with some stuff, and they got some stuff that they are reporting on, but they don't cover a lot of this stuff either. I mean, it's like the CIA guys getting together and asking for sessions to prosecute these high-ranking DOJ and, you know, government agency officials. Was that on Fox?
Nope.
Hey, I'm a big believer. If you're not going to prosecute these people, then give them a pardon and cement their place in history. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea because, you know, without a book, it's going to go off that he had a scandal-free presidency.
I don't know. I mean,
I think part of the problem is there has to be some kind of plan about what after, because I think this is so deeply seated, this is so endemic, I think this has crept so far into the foundations of our government that once all of it comes out and once all of it's there, it's going to rock our form of government to the very foundation.
I think it already has.
How do we maintain faith or functionality?
I think it's what we got right now. You've got a civil war, a division in the country, basically, of people who believe in the Constitution and people who don't. You got the people who don't believe in the Constitution. Well, what do they believe in? They believe in Bernie Sanders. They believe in, you know, redistribution of wealth. They believe in these Marxist
socialized medicine.
Socialist tenets that they don't even know what the end result is because they're too uneducated and dumbed down to get the fact that where that goes and ends up, you know. Oh, and you know, that when the fact that Marxist regime socialism tends to kill everybody that doesn't agree with them, just that kind of falls through the cracks too, and nobody seems to, you know, oh, gee, look back into history and, you know, oh, ancient history, like, oh, I don't know what, World War II or, you know.
Well, the problem is they're not even teaching the Constitution anymore.
No. Well, that's an outdated document. That's a living document that should be formed and molded to fit the administration that happens to be in power at the time.
Yes, and the words should be changed, and the meaning of the words should be changed over the passage of time to meet the needs of the day, right?
Well, that's what they believe. But look what just happened with Comey. He changed the definition of what a leaker is. That's what these guys do. Mm-hmm. I'm not a leaker or a liar. I'm a citizen that is giving information out to the public because I care.
Well, I'm waiting for the guillotine to fall, and there's a lot of heads that need to be on the chopping block, in my opinion.
I agree with
concur.
That one.
I mean, I want to see some people go to jail. I want to see some people get convicted of treason. I want to see some people get perp walked, you know, in front of the American public right down, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue, headed towards whatever cell that they can lock them up in. So,
well, part of the problem is I think at the end of the day, how do the American people ever allow some of these agencies to continue to exist? after the end of it.
They're too busy stuck on their cell phones and they're not paying attention. They've got it too easy.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to go to a break. Do we need to go to a break, Ashley?
I think we do. And then, Mary, hold the line, and we'll probably catch you on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies believing with the words of a sad country song. Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I'm sure many of you wonder why the political leaders of the state of California continue to decay into immorality and absolute idiocy. They promote a corrupt worldview that has already proven itself to be destructive and self-serving. The sad thing is that people are being destroyed by blindly accepting these destructive ideas and values. Only through Jesus Christ will you be protected from these deadly values and find the real love and peace you are looking for. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, May 18th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah.
community radio for the North State. Yeah, we're talking about what's going on in the country. And, man, if you're listening to mainstream news and believe in anything you're hearing, you're a moron. I mean, seriously, it's gotten to the point of absolute stupidity of what they block out. I mean, you know, we're just talking about this House Intelligence Committee report that just came out saying there's no collusion, no nothing, total witch hunt. And now, and then in response to that, you got John Brennan, you know, threatening the president. I mean, a highly partisan, incomplete, deeply flawed report is tweeted by, Brennan. He says that the report means nothing. Special counsel's work is being carried out by professionals, by professional investigators.
And who did he work for?
Wasn't he the head of the CIA?
Yeah, under who?
Wasn't he under Obama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something.
I think so.
That doesn't matter. What's the matter with you?
So the professional investigators team that Brennan is referring to on Mueller's team just happens to be a bunch of partisan hacks. I mean, you know, you got Peter Carr, spokesman under Barack Obama. You got Goldstein. You know, Andrew Goldstein, a public corruption prosecutor, Ruth Atkinson. You've got Adam Jed, an appellate attorney, detailed from, defended Obama at the Obamacare at the DOJ. You've got, you go through this, Jenny Reed. Reed is a Clinton Foundation lawyer. You know, and his response is, to Trump is, stay tuned, Mr. Trump. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, after referring to the congressional report as bipartisan, or as partisan, highly partisan.
Unbelievable. Anyway, we
have
a caller.
We do have a couple callers on line one. We have Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning to you all. One of the comments you had on the opening was the fact about the CIA papers and the papers that we want to see about Kennedy and when they're coming out. They won't come out until George H.W. is in the grave.
Yep.
He was CIA at the time.
Yep.
And then also Jerry Ford, who did the Warren Report. He also redacted an awful lot of documents and put them to the blind. Though, if you live long enough, all of this stuff will come true. But anyway, that was the biggest part, was the fact about Jerry Brown and the Warren Report, and I read it, and it wasn't true. And Kennedy, before he even went to Texas, he said that he was going to disband the CIA. So they were pretty critical in trying to get that, get him gone. I don't know if Reagan ever made those thoughts. But your previous caller was talking about somebody being cement them in place in history, and I'm thinking of a freeway pillar.
Yeah.
That would be a good place. You know, they can join a couple of the other people that we know that went into the pillars during the crime days.
The Jimmy Hoffa era, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my sister took care of a couple down in Hollywood. She took it at a hospital. She took care of a couple really, really old people back in the probably 80s or 90s, and they were in their 90s and 100s. And they were giving her maps of where the body was. But most of them, he wasn't in a hot dog factory, but most of them said he was in a cement pillar. But anyway, best to you guys. Keep it going.
Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, instead of maps of the stars, now they have maps of where the bodies are buried. good grief. Where the bodies are entombed.
Yeah, the evidence treasure hunt.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's sort of like a scavenger
hunt. I was going to say,
totally different.
Here's your clues, you know.
Yeah.
We do have another caller on the line. We've got Bob from Reading on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Linda and Kent and Rob. Hey, look, this bit, and I'm glad you brought it up, about until they march the Clintons, the Obamas, and two-thirds of Obama's staff and Clinton's staff down Pennsylvania Avenue into Leavenworth Prison, Kansas, America will never be America again, because this bit of a two-system judge deal, if you have the money, you have the power, you get out of anything, that's not the American way. And until we do something, the people get up and do something about this and demand that these people go to prison for what they've done to us, nothing will ever be the same in America.
Well, yeah, I mean, equal protection under the law, that's it's kind of a fundamental concept that we should sort of be paying attention to. Yeah,
they got one law, and they're protected, and I don't care, even if we breed to the wrong or to the right, to the left, we can go to prison over it. You know, this is ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, remember a couple of weeks ago on Carl Bott's show where they said they don't believe in conspiracies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, hey, maybe he needs to go back and rethink that a little bit because...
you better rethink it a whole lot, not a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's because, I mean, it's pretty much the cat's out of the bag. There is a conspiracy in our higher... For decades. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
And if we don't do something to protect this president... I'm afraid the same thing's going to happen to him that happened to Kennedy. And luckily Reagan only got shot.
Yeah.
He didn't get killed. I mean.
Well, I think more and more people are going to need to pull off their.
More things than Kennedy.
I think more and more people have got to pull off their rose-colored Pollyanna glasses and start. Wake up and look at the truth of things, because the real deal is, if we don't stop these guys, you're going to wake up living in a country you're not going to like, because this whole redistribution of the wealth and all this garbage that's being peddled ends up with everybody poor, subject to the government, and you do what the hell you're told and get back to work, or you go to the internment camp.
Yeah.
Well, we're either going to live like China or Russia. Which one do you want?
Well,
or do you want both of them?
It's warmer
exactly
in China.
That's where we're headed.
it's warmer. Well, it's warmer in China.
The Chinese are getting more and more freedoms. They're cracking down and eliminating a lot of people. But the people that play ball,
North Korea.
the people that play ball are actually getting more freedoms now. Because they figured out if you'd let them think that they're free, they're more productive.
Well, and then they tell you if you don't vote the right way, then you obviously
that's
go to,
right.
you go to the internment camp, you know?
You just make yourself president for life.
But we'll give you work and food.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, work and food. And then the one guy, he's a permanent fixture down there.
Yeah, you're president for life. You poor citizens don't have to worry about all the voting and politics. Look at that mess over there in America.
They don't have a White House. What do they got, a Yellow House over there? What do they got?
I think it's
the Palace.
Forbidden Palace.
The Forbidden Palace. Yeah. That's it. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. We're going to move on.
Yeah, thanks for doing a great job.
All right.
Thanks.
You have a great day. Do we have somebody else on the line?
I don't believe so right now.
All right. So we have, okay, so now we've got a video here that says, former assistant FBI director, I have no doubt Clapper and Brennan conspired with Comey against Trump.
Duh.
How much plainer do you need it? Okay. There's no doubt that they're, okay, more than one people, or more than one person, more than one person, you know, plotting together to take down a sitting president is called a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a big boy word that you got to pull your big boy pants on for and pull off the rose-colored Pollyanna glasses and realize that there's a real problem in our government, which means that you might have to do something.
Yeah.
Besides, ignore it and pretend that there's nothing going on.
Yeah, did more than one person work together with another person to create a fake intelligence dossier to be used by our intelligence agencies and our own justice apparatus to create a fake investigation to derail a duly elected president? Was there more than one person involved in that whole scenario?
Yeah.
That is a conspiracy.
That's a conspiracy by definition. And, of course, the fact that it was funded, there's nothing there. It's fake.
The fact that taxpayer money went through it, that taxpayer money flowed from the FBI to this Steele guy that created the fake dossier. They knew that it was fake, and they used it as evidence to go to a FISA court and get an intelligence tap against a presidential candidate to sway the election. I mean, come on.
Well,
what more do we need to know?
Well, I don't know, but I think we probably should go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Leave the tables when you blink. Oh, Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Oliver, the award-winning musical adaptation of the classic Dickens novel, springs to life at the Cascade Theater with some of the most memorable characters and songs ever to hit the stage. April 19th to the 22nd and 26th to the 29th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 and online at cascadetheater.org.
Radio. You're listening to Free Fire Media, home of the actual reporting of things that matter. I don't know. I mean, good grief.
Can let you know what really is happening in the world today.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy is it that some little news outlet here in Redding, California actually can report the news, but CNN is talking about what?
Oh, the big news of the week was the Kanye West tweet that said, hey, maybe Trump's not such a bad guy.
Wow, that guy needs to be shot.
Oh, yeah. Now Kanye and, what's her name, Kim Kardashian, now they're bad and evil people.
Isn't she one of the Butt sisters?
Something like that.
Yeah, I like to refer to her as Bertha.
Yeah.
We do.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
It is. It's crazy. With that, we do have Susan on the line. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. This is in response to Bob, Round Mountain Bob's call. Mm-hmm. I am the lady that went down with him to Sacramento for the state of Jesperson, so he knows who this is. I am following two different things, not only Q and the Q drops on YouTube, but also Field McConnell. He's a retired colonel. And he will tell it like it is. I want everyone to know that, first of all, there's been 7 assassination attempts. The first one started the first day of office. The military in Blackwater protect the president, so he's not going to get killed. The military is behind Trump. And also, the military was going to do a coup the last 2 years to take out Obama out of the White House and the evil people there. But they decided to wait until they could convince Trump to run, and they guaranteed him he would win. Whether that was fixed or not, I don't know. But also, Field McConnell has a sister by the name of Christine Marcy. Christine Marcy, as he puts it, is the most evil woman in the world. She started back when Carter was president, and they formed the SES, which is a guaranteed position in the government starting at $250,000. And it goes up from there for life. They can never be fired, but apparently a law was passed last year that the president can reduce their pay to a dollar and move them anywhere he wants. Needless to say, they will drop out. Christine Marcy also was the procurer of all the children, not all of them, but a lot of the children for the evil pedophiles in our government and around the world. So it's a very mixed thing what's going on, but the hope is that's come true. Was the peace in North Korea. The peace in North Korea was brokered back during the Olympics with Putin, the president, and the Princess of Japan, who is the liaison to North Korea. They have been working on it ever since. So it's going to happen, and I want you to know not only are these evil SES people in our government, they're also on the news. George Stephanopoulos. Let's see, what else is new with them? There's just so much going on. But if you were to go on YouTube and other places and look for Field McConnell, SES, and QAnon, and also, it's now thought that the Q that's giving the drops about the White House and what's going on for the people to know that things are progressing, then you would feel so hopeful because things are happening by what they say is going to happen months in advance. And that's why we're going to have the biggest, grandest parade ever to, you know, to celebrate the military for helping Trump rid our government of these horrid people that are there. So it's looking positive. Michael Flynn is okay. Q out of the White House more than likely is Michael Flynn. And it's just looking good. And keep up the hope. I think things are going to turn out for the best. So
I sure hope so.
That's all I had to say.
I sure hope so. We appreciate the call, Susan.
Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
We appreciate that, yeah.
Well, you know, everybody's getting their information out there from different sources, and it's hard to say, you know, with complete confidence that everything is truthful in every source that you're getting. You have to vet everything.
Absolutely. Vet it.
Yeah, because it's just crazy right now because you can't get any mainstream news that's going to be credible. And I guess this whole thing about, North Korea, you know, dropping all of its nuclears, and I mean, I don't know what to believe on it, but if Trump actually pulls this off, and then Iran is next, okay, you got the Iran treaty, and they're talking about that this week with Micron,
mm-hmm.
And that's the no-deal deal, remember? Nobody signed it, you know, I mean, I guess the media doesn't even think about that. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Nobody's even, and it's at the State Department. I mean, you can even look at the document. They never signed it.
Whoever makes a deal with another country where we fly them piles of cash and gold bullion.
Before you even sign the document.
Who does that?
Treasonous.
Bad people. The bad people.
POTUS.
Hmm. Yeah, I.
Take out the T and the O and. You. pose.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, so that's what was being sold this week was New World Order and
did you watch his meeting with Macron and their press conference and
no,
stuff?
No, I didn't watch it.
It was
it was interesting to me. It was a different Macron when he was here, and the way that he was talking, they started talking about the traditional role and allyship going back to the beginning of America and France, and that it's time to restore the original republics and things like that. It was a really interesting conversation, and you know, if Trump has taught us one thing, it's to read between the lines of what he's saying and what's being said at the time.
Right.
Because if you kind of learn how to interpret what he's saying, you got a good idea of what's coming.
Yeah.
And it's the old, you know, British French American alliance it's getting back to its roots. And then you go to the conference that they had with Angela Merkel, you know, the next couple of days. She was like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I've never seen that lady that uncomfortable.
Well, this whole thing's starting to just turn. I mean, it's fragmenting. I mean, the New World Order is going to pot, which is, you know, there was their hope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's under attack globally from conservatives. You know, they're not completely dead yet, but, you know, you got the Democrats that are nothing more than the communist Marxist regime. And then you got... I guess Bernie Sanders is already starting to float his Marxist ideas of jobs for all, and everybody gets a paycheck, and you get a job whether you actually do anything or not, because you're guaranteed a government job. So, you know, and they're pitching all kinds of free stuff like healthcare and college. I don't know. I mean, where does this all end up? I mean, do we end up, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Well, that's... And I get kind of an interesting world perspective. I play Xbox Live sometimes, and that allows you to play with people all over the world and actually have real-time conversations with them on headsets and stuff. And I play with a group of people, and we're made up with people from Australia, Canada. We've got a couple of Frenchmen. We've got Netherlanders. We've got a bunch of British, some Iceland, people from Iceland. We've got, and it's really interesting to have conversations with them, because we always seem to devolve into politics in our conversations. And do not believe the news that you hear about what's going on in other countries, too, because I talk to a lot of guys that play in Britain and stuff, and they are 100% behind Brexit. Britain is waking up in a big time. They're tired of it. They're done.
Yeah, they've had a pretty rough go of it because they let all those Muslims in there. They're destroying the country. Look at Sweden. Sweden is completely, you know, nothing but... on fire anymore, and mm-hmm. you know, you can't even walk around the street without getting raped if you're a woman. So you know,
well, they can't let that information get out that it really isn't.
Well, the public perspective in Europe right. is shifting.
Right, that's right. what I'm saying. But in the mainstream news, they can't let people know mm-hmm. that the people are standing up and this is really how they feel, just like here.
Right,
yeah. And you know, they can't let that get out.
They can't
leak that out.
They have a very big movement in Britain now that's starting to, in its very infantile stage, to end public medicine over this Alfie Evans thing.
Oh,
right.
the six-year-old
that they pulled the plug on, and there's no death panels, right?
Yeah. Right.
We do have a caller on the line.
We do. We've got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, gang. Tying into the strategy now, how they can try to save their New World Order. Bernie Sanders, for instance, will have a living $15 an hour wage, all that.
Put
in a basket. Now the legalization, we've changed our minds on how marijuana should be. We want to legalize it. We rethought it now. That's going to be their biggest push. And I'll bet you they'll also offer pay off student loans. They're grasping at straws now. They have nothing else. And that's what I see going on is their playbook now, because all the others are exhausted.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that it's coming to a point where nobody's buying this crap anymore, you know? I mean, I always say there's going to be 35% that will vote for a block of cheese if you give it to them after it gets elected. And that's really what we're talking about, is there's always going to be that percentage that buys into all this crap. And then the rest of us have kind of got some common sense going on, and we might have different viewpoints and different ideals and different things. But, you know, the fact that you want to have a free society is pretty much across the board, I think.
Well, look at the plantation is now being Kanye West this week. God bless him for coming out and saying the right things. And he is. And it's just, there is, it's not going to be a blue wave, kids.
No. I think it's going to be a blue wave. So anyway, I just thought I'd chime in a little bit.
Well, you look at the up-and-comers in the Democratic Party, and where are they? The cupboard's pretty bare.
You know, where's the next generation? Bernie Sanders and Joe Creepy Joe.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
Who I'm pretty sure has been dead for the last 10 years. It's just a residual evil that keeps your mouth
moving. No, what it is that they've got those virtual reality programs.
No. We're just waiting for her to glitch out on...
Yeah, they can make her say anything she wants. And obviously, she says some things that are completely disturbing. I think the Democratic Party's even distancing themselves from Nancy because Nancy's a freaking nut job.
Yeah.
You know, she's a nut job. I mean, some of the stuff that comes out of your mouth, you just go, she didn't really say that, did she? Yeah. I mean, I saw this interview she did with CNN the other day, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
There's another good one for people that are interested in conspiracies and the tie-ins that go way back. Look at Nancy Pelosi's dad. That's all I'm going to tell you. Investigate who Nancy Pelosi's dad and the people that he was connected to. She's a mafia princess.
Well, it makes sense. You go from, capo de capa to, capo de Congress.
One of her dad's best friends was the founder of Murder, Inc.
Really?
Yeah. In Baltimore.
It only makes sense that she could... How she stayed in office for as long as she has.
I would think that would be Hillary Clinton.
Well, they're probably both.
Man, those guys, there's been more people whacked in association with those guys. I mean, and then you got...
That we know of, but who knows on the other side.
You got a ton of congressmen leaving Congress right now, too. What's up with that? Well,
see, this is what I've been thinking about, and maybe what's coming is you're watching a lot. Look at the number of Republicans that are not seeking re-election.
Right, it's like 39. It's like three times the number that is usual.
And I think these are the guys that are in the tank because there's dirt on them and stuff, and they're given the olive branch to get out quietly before
they get marched to the gallows.
Because when do you think we get right about to primary season or election season, and all of a sudden this hits?
I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Of a sudden your candidate's under indictment.
I don't even know anymore. How crazy is this? And then you got the whole voter thing going on. I mean, I'm looking at an article right here from Google. Google can swing nearly 80% of undecided voters by manipulating its search engines. Has anybody noticed the change in the pattern of, like, Facebook, for example, lately?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
most all of them are that way.
All of a sudden, the conservative posts are not coming up nearly as often, and all of a sudden, the liberal posts are dominating.
They get buried pretty quick.
You look at some of my Facebook, I mean, I have, like, 5,000 friends on Facebook, and primarily, they were all conservative. And so now all I get is liberal posts? Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. A lot of them are troll bots.
Oh, you think?
A lot of them are, because they're using algorithms that identify key words that are associated with conservative movements, key phrases, turns of statements, things like this, that set up the algorithm. There's actually a couple of good YouTube videos that you can watch on how to play with Google and Facebook's algorithms to where you can actually see the shift in what you'll be exposed to depending on what you post and what you type.
Yeah, I'm reading the top of this headline. It says, by inserting negative search suggestions under the name of a candidate, search engines like Google can shift the opinions of undecided voters by up to 43.4%, according to new research by a team of American Institute of Behavioral Research and Technology and reported exclusively by Breitbart.
Mm-hmm.
The lead author, Robert Epstein, has previously conducted research into what is called the Search Engine Manipulation Effect, SEME. They got an acronym for everything.
You want to know where that research came out of?
Well,
that's that Minerva project that I talk about a lot. Cascades and
I've been hearing a little bit about DARPA lately too on some of this stuff. So
that's who funds Minerva.
Yeah, I mean, so it's
And that would have nothing to do with introducing computers and everything to our children in school and making them use those search engines and stuff and their phones. Nothing going on there, right?
It's like what Shane said in the movie. A gun is a tool, just like any tool. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad. You know, and I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Well,
but they control it.
Look at it. This little phone right here, this little device, I hold in my fingertips the accumulated knowledge of humankind. And what do we use these things for? Porn and kitty pictures?
Facebook?
Facebook? I mean...
Social media?
Everything's right there. You know how to look for it.
Bullying, people you don't like in school. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know what it is.
Like you said, a tool is a tool.
A tool is a tool, and it can be used wisely or it can be used as a...
Yeah, but most of the children and the young folks, like we've talked before about their education, they don't look outside the box. They don't see any problem with it.
I think the amazing tool
at your fingertips, and our youth are using it to post videos of themselves eating laundry detergent.
Yeah, but there's also a bunch of them that use a lot of this stuff for good, too.
We just don't notice it.
I mean, you know, we don't notice a lot of the good stuff as much as we do the bad stuff because that's what we're stands up in our minds the most. But I'm just saying,
like, the education system, we need to take it away from them a little bit more and be involved in that.
Oh, we need to get away from the government.
Yeah. Parents have to get out.
Exactly. That's where I was going. Not so much the device.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. Is that we need to be more involved and give them, you know, book smarts.
Teach them how to use
the
internet. Correctly,
cut them off from the internet and make them go outside.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on the line.
We do. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. You know, what are you guys talking about? I want to know about the butterflies. What about the butterflies? And gosh, you know, we have young explorers that go to Turtle Bay.
And the
most important question I need to ask is, gosh, how do you stop the little kids from eating the butterflies? Now, the other question
is
I've got
a problem?
Is, how come you haven't got a doggy on or something? Come on. Or what's going on locally here to where we're having some fun? Where's the lemonade stand at?
The state of California shut it down due to a lack of permit.
Hold on. I gotta put on my rose colored Pollyanna glasses.
Because somebody put a straw in the cup.
$1,000 fine.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I don't know if I can live like this. Reality is such a horrible thing. I don't know, but thank you for taking my call. And remember, we can always play the glad game.
What is that? What
Bye.
Game?
What's the glad game?
I don't know what that is.
I didn't hear what he said.
The glad game? The glad game. Oh, we just want them to be happy.
Oh, is that like Tide?
Don't worry, be happy. Here's a Tide Pod. Shut up.
Shut up. Here's your Tide Pod. Be happy.
Here's your Tide Pod.
Anyway, hey, you guys, great job on here. This is really good. It's good information. We have to say something. Thank you for giving out the news. We're all trying to do that in the media to offset mainstream media.
Because they don't tell us anything.
It's insane. And the weekly programs, I don't know. It's not that I don't think community stuff is good, but holy macro, you've got all this stuff going on, and it's almost like avoided. I mean, it's really kind of a spooky deal that's going on around here. Kind of surprised. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very happy that you guys are doing the program you're doing and peers over with Freedom in Action. Frankly, what we do on Jefferson State of Mind, I'm really excited about the fact that we're getting the news out to folks.
Listen, we got to go to a hard break, Terry, so if you want to stay on the line, that's fine, but we're at the top of the hour.
They're going to cut us off.
I'm going to head back. I think I'm going to go see a Civil War reenactment.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in, and you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump says things are going very well as he prepares for an expected summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I think we'll have a meeting over the next 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to be a very important meeting. The denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, of North Korea, the denuke. But we'll see how it goes.
The president is speaking at a rally in Michigan last night, the summit expected next month or possibly in June. T-Mobile and Sprint are trying again to combine in a deal that could reshape the U.S. wireless landscape, bringing it down to essentially three major cell phone companies. The deal announced today would help the companies slash costs and could make them a stronger competitor for AT&T and Verizon. Consumers might see higher prices because of the combined companies not having to offer as many promotions. A previous attempt at a merger fell apart during the Obama administration when regulators gave it a frown. Awash in bad press these days, Facebook is making a change aimed at helping parents better supervise their kids' activity on a social media site.
Facebook's adding a sleep mode to its Messenger Kids service, allowing parents to limit when their children can use it. Parents can now specify the times kids are not allowed on, either as a one-time restriction or something recurring, such as after 9 p.m. each school night. Facebook launched the messaging app aimed at kids under 13 in December. Rich Thomason reporting.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is using the Middle East leg of his current trip abroad as America's top diplomat to call for concentrated international action against Iran over its missile programs. He's also urging Saudi Arabia and its neighbors to resolve a long festering dispute with Qatar. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Visit NDRnow.com. That's NDRnow.com. Go now to NDRnow.com. NDRnow.com.
United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz, who was criticized for his initial response to a passenger being violently dragged off a plane, is giving up his 2017 bonus.
Munoz's compensation fell to $9.6 million in 2017 from $18.7 million the year before. United also says Chairman Robert Milton is stepping down and the board will pick a new independent chairman. In a letter to employees, Munoz says he waived his bonus to send a message about accountability. Munoz initially blamed the passenger who was dragged off a United Express flight in Chicago to make room for a crew member. He later apologized.
Jeremy House reporting. Greece has approved a $1.45 billion deal with the U.S. to upgrade more than half of the country's American-made F-16 fighter planes. Officials say the deal will give 85 of the F-16s the capabilities of the F-35 minus stealth technology. News and analysis at townhall.com. The pecan. It's no longer just for pies.
Pecan growers and suppliers are hoping to sell U.S. consumers on the virtues of North America's only native nut as a hedge against a potential trade war with China, the pecan's largest export market. The pecan industry is also trying to crack the fast-growing snack food industry. The Fort Worth, Texas-based American Pecan Council has been formed in the wake of a new federal marketing order that allows the industry to band together and assess fees for research and promotion. Critics call such orders government-backed cartels, but council members hope to elevate the pecan to the ranks of the almond and pistachio. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 29th, and a birthday for some notable people, including Debbie Stabenow, the Democrat of Michigan, the senator, 68 years old today, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, 64, some actors and actresses, Kate Mulgrew, Daniel Day-Lewis, and Michelle Pfeiffer. This is SRN News.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Mind Radio. We're trying to shine a light on the real.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
I just hope it's not a train.
I'm just saying. I didn't say what kind of light. There is a light. There always is.
It is shifting. It's not as fast as we probably wish it would be, and maybe a little bit later than we wish it had occurred, but I think it's happening.
I agree.
The light is dawning.
I agree. We need to cover this important notice about Assembly Bill AB 60's driver's license. Okay? The purpose of this notice is to advise California firearms dealers that AB 60's driver's licenses are meant to grant licensee legal ability to drive and does not establish an eligibility to purchase firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an interesting thing. This was brought to my attention the other day. In 2013, Governor Brown signed a law which directed the Department of Motor Vehicles to issue original driver's license to any California resident who is eligible for a driver's license regardless of immigration status. An applicant who does not have proof of lawful presence can receive an AB 60 license. However, as an alien applicant, it would not establish legal or lawful presence even when admitted under the non-immigration visa. A person who is illegally or unlawfully in the United States is federally prohibited from receiving a firearm. Now,
you're so federally prohibited from living here. I mean,
yes. But not only that, that rolls over to people that
are here legally.
That are citizens, that are Americans.
So what it does is that if you get the stamp on your driver's license as a federally non-compliant because you didn't prove to them. See, now you have to show up. This is freaking insane, people.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you do it online or you show up. Mm-hmm. You have to opt out of it and prove to them
that you are a real American citizen. Okay, for everything to get a gun or ammunition.
Correct.
Doesn't matter if you vote illegally, but here's a list of documents to apply for a real ID. So you can get a ID that's not a real ID that says right on it that it says, this makes me, I'm beside myself.
Yeah, and do you know that the people at DMV say that they don't have to notify you of what they're doing here with mm-hmm. your driver's license because that's not their job.
So if you get a driver's license,
to give you that information.
And up in the right-hand corner it says federal limits apply.
Correct.
That means it's not okay for you to purchase a gun.
Or ammo. Yeah.
So, yeah, but if you get a little California bear with a star and a miner's head right underneath it, that means you are okay to purchase a gun.
Right.
Now, analyze this for a second. You have to come in with, so if you just go down and sign up and renew your license, you automatically get federal non-compliant limits on your ability to buy ammunition and a gun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Automatically.
Yep.
If you want to not be limited, then you have to produce identity documents. You have to produce a valid, unexpired U.S. passport. Excuse me. A copy of your birth certificate. You got to come up with some documents here.
If you're married, you have to produce your marriage license.
That's racist.
Certified naturalization or citizenship, unexpired unemployment authorization document, unexpired foreign passport with valid U.S. Visa, certified copy of birth certificate from a U.S. territory. That's number one. Number two, proof of Social Security number, which means you have to have an original Social Security card.
Yep.
Racist.
A W-2 form, an SSA 1090 form.
Which your Social Security card isn't a form of ID anyway.
Thank you. A pay stub with full Social Security number.
Well, how is this not denying minorities their rights to purchase a firearm? Is because the argument that having to have ID to vote is inherently racist because it's difficult for minorities to get ID. Then how is this not difficult for minorities to provide ID to exercise their Second Amendment? Therefore, that law is racist.
Well, that would be logical, except they don't care about whether they have a gun or not. They care about whether they can vote or not illegally.
Oh, yeah.
And they care about whether we have a gun or not.
In fact, they want you to be an unarmed illegal voter.
Yeah.
That's really what this is. I mean, with all kidding aside, that's what this is promoting, an unarmed illegal voter.
Yep.
I mean, really?
Subject to the whims of the state because you are illegal.
You're illegal? Do what the hell you're told. Vote for the Democratic Party, the Marxists, you know.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, take our rights away because a lot of people don't even know that. And they get their driver's license and they have that little thing. And
then they go down to buy a gun.
Or ammo. And the guy goes, sorry, you're out of luck.
Sorry, you have to go to Nevada. Oh, and by the way, if you bring back that, bring it back from Nevada, you're a criminal too.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't exercise your Second Amendment right. So go back and
when the real deal is, the criminals are in frickin' Sacramento. The real deal is the criminals are in frickin' Sacramento. The real deal is the criminals are in frickin' Sacramento. Did I say that three times loud enough? Okay, that's what's going on here. So you also have to have proof of a California address, a rent or a lease agreement, deed or title to residential real estate, mortgage bill. I mean, this goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Maybe I can copy this and post this on Sovereign Mind's Facebook page.
And in a way, if you need all of that to get the piece of plastic that authorizes you to purchase a firearm, is that not de facto registration?
Yeah. It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't really think of it that way. So you're going to have the guys out there that are completely registered, and everybody knows she has a firearm. And the cops pull you over and look at your driver's license, and they know whether you federal limits apply to you or not.
Mm-hmm.
And since when did federal limits not apply? They only apply to people who don't know about the law.
Yeah.
Because that's really what this is. You know, how many people knew about this? I didn't know about this.
I knew it was coming, but they said originally they said it would.
When I went to go renew my license.
That it was only if you renewed your license online, and that is not true.
No.
It's not true at all.
Not true.
They said that you know your license would stay.
They lied again.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people didn't know about it or didn't know what they could do different. And the DMV told them it's not our job to inform you of this new law that we are putting in place. It's up to you to change it. And then, like you say, you've got to come back and bring all this documentation.
Yeah, and then you're out. That takes time. And go down to the Social Security Administration and get a Social Security card sometime. And they just issue them over the counter, right?
DMV told a lot of people that meant having those words put on your driver's license was just if you wanted to fly out of the country to another, you know, internationally. Not domestic. They didn't tell them that it took their Second Amendment rights away. They didn't tell them any of that. Mm-hmm. And then to get it cleaned up, it's a nightmare. I've got a couple friends that are going through it. They didn't know till they went to purchase ammo, and the guy laughed at them and said, get out of here. You can't purchase squat. And they were, what? I've been purchasing stuff all my life. And all the documentation they've had to come up with. One girl, she's been married 29 years with that name. And she had to go. Now she has to send for her marriage license to prove that is her because that's not the name she was born with. Really?
Really?
It's,
wow.
It's crazy. Really? I'm just saying, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
These guys are so.
Excuse me, Hurricane. Do you have your papers?
That's right. Yes. I have the papers, old man.
Yeah.
Would you like a cigarette?
Blindfold?
It's so aggravating. You know,
a
lot of people are getting caught in it. They don't even know.
They don't even know.
Because, like, originally they said, oh, only if you renew online, and it's not true. The whole thing
was a lie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it goes back to us American citizens. We're having to clean up, but they don't have any problem. You're going to tell me illegal aliens produce all those documents to get their driver's license?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we have a caller, but let's go to a break first, and then we'll get back with Dar as soon as we get past the break.
All right. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Riding guests. Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Song kind of says a little bit of it. You know, take me back to days gone away. I mean, we really have to come to the conclusion that America is not as it was. And we have to come to the conclusion that we have to fix it. And it's not going to fix itself.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, you either get in the fight or get out of the way. I think...
And I'm convinced when it comes to California, there's no fixing it. Kill it with fire.
Well... I think the state of Jefferson is the answer right. on that, and well, that's why you've got so many people. But.
That would be, to me, an example of killing it with fire, because you're altering the way that they do business and restoring power and representation to the people.
Right.
It's the only solution to fixing it.
I agree
to
with that.
To be the way we're supposed to be?
Yeah.
And be a republic?
Yeah. To be a republic. That's how you get California back.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, we are in a deep mess.
Another thing, too, on that ID, and I don't know if this is universal, but recently purchased a new car. If you don't have that real ID on there, the bank will not accept that as identification for a loan.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And we did have a caller during the break that wanted to know where they could find out more about it. I know if you go to DMV, it will tell you about how this is happening. And it basically is, if you're going to get your if your license is up for renewal,
mm-hmm.
from here on out, you've got to make sure that you opt out of having that put on your license, or it automatically will happen, and it will restrict your Second Amendment rights, among other things, I guess, alone, and who knows what else.
Well, like I said, I don't know if that's law or if that's universal policy, but the institute, the banking institution we were dealing with, would not accept that as a valid form.
So.
God.
It's ludicrous, but. Hey, we didn't make it. We're just reporting the news, but yeah.
You can also go to Google AB60 driver's license requirements, yeah. California.
Essentially, they've created a second class citizen.
Right.
You are a second class citizen.
And then you got to wonder, you know,
you're
doing
authorized.
This, and now they've appointed, you know, DMV police.
The overlords.
I mean, they're like so stretching out. I mean, really? Mm-hmm. So what? You don't comply? They're sending out the. DMV police? I'm just saying they did.
The upside is if it's DMV police, it'll take a while for them to get there.
Well,
that's the thing, is that nobody's going to show up with about half of this stuff anyway. You know, I mean, they can't. You know, they can have a murder in your yard and they don't show up. So, you know, now they're going to show up and say, oh, yeah, you got the wrong driver's license. Mm-hmm. Give me back that ammunition.
Nope.
How far are they going
to
reach out?
I'll give it back to you.
Yeah. I didn't say it was going to be useful when I got done.
Yeah.
Might be a little hot brass going. Yeah.
They have
legitimately created a de facto second-class citizenship that you're allowed to have some privileges under this form of ID, not your rights, whatever privileges the state decides to issue to that particular form of ID.
Hey, we don't need no stinking rights.
Nah.
They're overrated. The government will take it for us.
They're overrated.
Do everything
rights?
For us, yeah?
We don't need no stinking rights. Kind of do.
A little bit.
You know, in the financial sectors, we've got the yield curve flattening out, which is definitely a sign of recession. Anybody experiencing any inflation out there lately?
Are
prices going up?
Yeah, don't look at the gas prices here lately, and they predict that they're going to go up over $4 a gallon.
Yeah. I mean,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think that maybe.
Isn't that funny? Only like in California. You know.
Well, just so you know that in the gold prices in Venezuela right now are $88,449,617.70 for an ounce of gold.
Is that U.S. or is that
Venezuela? No, that's bolivars.
I was going to say,
they haven't been
devaluing I was ready to go.
Currency or anything lately.
Yeah,
so I think they... Yeah,
a plane ticket.
I was right there with you. You know what I mean?
The numbers are so high, it's hard to read them.
How many bolivars does a roll of toilet paper cost now?
Well, that's it. You know, I mean, they're probably...
It's per sheet, not roll.
Well, if you take and divide 88 million by 1,300, what do you get? So it might be down to the sheet.
Well, that's one of the, you know, when I try to explain it to friends and stuff of mine and trying to get through their head the concept that the value of the gold never changes. It's the value of your currency as it devolves and revolves.
It's kind of a tough one to grasp.
Value.
Yeah.
It's prices aren't going up. Your money is worth less.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, there is a fluctuation to a degree in metals as far as their value and what they will buy based on market things that are going on. You know, I mean, if the gold becomes more market demand, supply, and so forth. But you're in essence correct. But at the same time, you know, it's hard to grasp that because, you know, you're not, the inflation is hidden. It's very stealth, very subtle. Mm-hmm. You don't see it. I mean, you know, if your toilet paper is $5 for a roll, or let's say a package, I don't have any rolls of toilet paper in there, depending on where you buy it, I guess. But let's say you go to Costco and it's $10 and you get 40 rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up by $1. Well, you know, you've had a pretty good increase in inflation on $10. And so each one of those rolls became... more, you know.
Yeah, it's a 10% hit.
So if you do that 10% hit every 2 months or so, mm-hmm. Okay, then all of a sudden it's $20 for the same 10. Now your money has just, you know, basically been cut in half as far as value, buying power. Mm-hmm. Now, over those months, you don't notice it because it's so subtle.
Yeah, it's 40 cents here, it's 60 cents there. Next week, it's another.
But and slowly, we make the rolls smaller and smaller. Yeah.
And then
less
you don't notice it even less. That's right. So pretty soon, you got a cardboard.
You got the, yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden, my triple plush two ply or four ply is a pine cone.
But with that said, because it's so subtle, it's all of a sudden you wake up and you go, holy crap, my money's not going anywhere anymore.
Yeah,
I pay my rent, and now the groceries, I barely get enough, you know, to get, you know, the kids fed.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in Venezuela, you know, it's gotten so bad that, you know, it takes $88 million to buy an ounce of gold. Think of how much it takes to buy, like you say, a toilet roll of toilet paper. Kind of in short supply at this point. We are starting to see a global trend of inflation because it's a law of economics. If you keep printing money out of thin air, at some point in time, you will devalue your currency.
It has no value.
Well, it really doesn't. It's only backed by the...
Yeah, it has no value. It's really not money. It's paper.
At this point, it might be softer than toilet paper.
Well, you know, you never know. It could become valuable in Venezuela.
It might.
There's probably a lot of things that are of value down there.
Let's go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, May 18th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
That's going back a little ways.
Yeah, you're rocking out. That's a good song.
Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah. That's going back. Back in time.
I wish this stupid computer would stop it.
Back in time when things were a lot different.
Yeah.
I mean, they really were. And a lot of different aspects.
Crazy in a lot different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, has anybody been following the bond market, the government treasuries lately, and watched the buying that's been going on? It's been epic. You can go to Greg Mannarino, TradersChoice.com, and listen to what he has to say. The fact that the only buyer of government bonds right now is the U.S. government. not the U.S. government. I'm sorry. The Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is a private bank that has stockholders and blah, 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 blah. Pointed.
Private people.
Yeah. So, I mean, thus our commentary on our commercial. If the American people ever allow a private bank to issue the currency, they'll wake up homeless in the lands the fathers conquered through taxes and inflation, and the private corporations that would spring up around them might have a little more meaning for you if you do some homework. Now we're buying up our bonds, which means this is.
I don't quite understand how that works. How can you buy your own bonds?
Well, because
I'm just saying, it's kind of like buying your own house,
Well, it kind of works that way.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
See, so here's how it works. If you issue bonds from the Treasury to be purchased with money that was going to now fund the government, and you pay interest on those bonds, okay? And that's what funds the government. They keep selling more and more bonds. But if there's no buyers at the auction to buy the bonds, then that means that there's nobody to fund the government, which means that you have to then tap the shoulder of the Federal Reserve and say, could you print me up, a couple trillion dollars worth of bonds, of cash, counterfeit some cash for me to buy these bonds. So then you sell the bonds, and then the Treasury floods that money into the coffers of the government to pay its bills. And by doing so, what you're doing is you're inflating the currency more and more and more and more and building up the balance sheet of the Fed so that at some point, this thing gets totally out of control and you have a hyperinflation.
So you don't have a budget.
No, you still have a budget, but the money's worth less. And our money gets worth less and less and less as time goes by. And then you have what's called a hyperinflation in, something similar to Germany or Venezuela or Yugoslavia or, a multitude of other places where this program has been established in the past. Because when the government lies and doesn't have a true economy and uses its power to print money to manipulate the government in the currency, you end up with a disaster. Does anybody notice that we're starting to have a little bit more of an economic disaster lately? I know I've been keeping quiet about this for a while just because, you can only beat the drum.
When did it end?
Yeah. Oh, well, we've been in recovery since 2008.
Yeah. We're just steadily,
when did it end?
On the steep grade going down. Be careful,
I think we have a caller.
We do. We have Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning. I wish I had an appropriate knock-knock joke for Shirley to cheer her up, but it wouldn't qualify for being on the air, so just a shout-out to her.
Well, thank you.
It's not fun being in rehab, but all our prayers are with her. She's an awesome woman.
Thank you, Lori.
And you know what, and you guys all have, families that you are really focused on and still trying to help us all, and it's a heavy load. So the data I had that to raise one child from birth to 18 cost $233,000 per child. Now, people have, believe it or not, more than one child. So this whole thing with the Bernie Sanders, the living wage thing, and $1,000 a month, this is going to go nowhere. Plus, we have children being compromised. So I'm not sure if they factored into the equation of children who are being vaccinated or eating GMO foods or toxic city water or they're vaping while they're still children. I mean, this isn't even in the math.
It's really stupid, and here's how stupid it is. When you break it down to the reality and get it to the bottom line, okay, if everybody stops working and gets a living wage from the government, how much goods and services are going to be produced? It's that simple.
I don't know. It's basically how long do you want to stand in the line, people? This is just, it's just going nowhere. And then meanwhile, we have our local government officials, Francie, Christian, Julie. Francie on Carl Bott show last week was, I believe, marijuana is already here. Well, that kind of logic just is, I cannot wrap my head around it. And so, yes, we need to question everyone who's an incumbent running again for the umpteenth time. we have to absolutely look at, have they signed on with the Council of Government? And this is part of the Agenda 21 world order by regions. This is why we're seeing these buzzwords, smart, livable, diversity, vision, the carbon footprint, green, bikeable, progressive. These words all point to we're in a community, we're in a larger group. The greater good is far better than each one of us. We're expendable. They have a bullet for all of us, a hollow point.
Well, but listen,
of them. So, meanwhile, we have, what, 12,000 lobbyists in D.C.? Five multinationals dictate what we see and hear on the, what's left of the media. And I feel a lot of compassion for the vets because Homeland Security since 9/11 has been all about targeting either people who are called right-wing or Second Amendment people or pro-life. I mean, the vets with having been harmed in the military, whether they have a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, or other issues, they're after their guns. They expose them with the most toxic city water at their bases or installations. So I think it was in Military Times I saw something about that. So hopefully the vets can maybe call in and address that. Even though they might have a new VA director, that does not solve everything from the top down.
I think what you got to come to the conclusion is that we need to clean the house at the local level to start with, regardless of what your issue is, because these guys have been entrenched in there too long. They don't really give a crap about us, and this is all a political game. And even if you're switching just to get them out of there, out of power, regardless of your stance on any issue, that's what needs to happen. We need to have a turnover. These guys have been there so long that it's the good old boy program, and it's business as usual, and they don't really care about the people.
You can hear it and see it whenever they show up for these town hall meetings or a library meeting.
They're out of touch.
You know, a few minutes on a talk show, and thank God the talk show people are getting them, and they are showing up and taking callers. It helps, but this is just, like you said, it's business as usual, and there are so many things. We see it happening at the national level, state, and I'm very concerned that it is deeper than we can imagine, and I'm going to watch the Greg Hunter, Kevin Schiff interview, because millions and billions are spent on the military for what? And then they're still not addressing so many things. So,
well, you got to take it to the local level and not get too scattered out on it either, Lori, because if you try to fight too many battles on too many fronts, then you're not being effective on any one front. So,
but they are connected, unfortunately. And
correct.
So what do you do when you have a silent, quiet day and no one's on the radio?
You got to start out low and then work your way up.
And if you look at the current roadmap that we're on globally and politically, there's war coming.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, look at the little border caravan thing that they started to do. I mean, it's a constant, incessant strikes and attacks, and it's not just Trump being pummeled to pieces. It's the, you know, everything that the United States has been, and I tell you what, it's going to go into the Hunger Games. That movie said a whole lot.
Well, let's hope we don't get too hungry before the games begin. Listen, we got to call Lori.
All right, we have another caller. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
We've got Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. When you had James Comey on a while back, that was a pretty interesting show. And I'd like to know if you could get him to come back and let him, you know, finish talking about something like Comey and Mueller. And
I don't think we've ever had James Comey. I think I'm not sure if he got the right show or not.
Okay, didn't you have, Jerome Corsi?
Oh, yes, okay. We had Jerome Corsi. Yes, we did.
We did have Jerome Corsi, you're right.
Anyhow, let him talk about Comey and Mueller. Another suggestion, there was a guy who was here a long time ago, Kevin Shipp. I think he's a former CIA officer.
Yeah, that's true. We've been talking about him this morning. He has been doing interviews with Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog. And I'd like to see if we can get him on the show as well. He's very articulate, very smart, knows what's going on, has been inside the main engine, the belly of the beast, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And he talked about the shadow government, or could talk about the shadow government. I think he already did when he was here some time ago. So
yes, he did. He did touch upon that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't that long ago that we had him on, but we see about getting him back. And
get Corsi and Schiff. We can do them both. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you much.
Right,
you bet.
You.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting guys. Corsi's been on a tear lately. He's basically saying we're going to have military tribunals, and I don't know.
And you notice he's on mainstream media?
I haven't seen
him. He's not. That's my point. He's not.
I don't even know anymore because I'm watching all my news on either YouTube now or getting it from different sources on the internet.
Yeah, they won't call him. Yeah, because
or just getting hard data and trying to read the tea leaves.
Take your pick, I shut off the internet, and so I shut it off. I don't get any television anymore. I got DirecTV on my cell phone, so every once in a while I'll watch Deadliest Catch. But that's it. I'm just done with these guys. I mean, I'm not sending them any more money at all.
Lost in Space on Netflix. The kids
I hate Lost in Space. You know the old Lost in Space?
No, they've got a new one.
Oh, a new one.
It's actually pretty well done. And
I used to hate Dr. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a robot.
We're doomed.
No, the new one's actually well done. Kids love it.
Really? Yeah. I'll have to check it out. Anyway, for our last segment, I'd like to cover a little bit about the new changes in the tax law that's coming. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe, and I'd like to sort of hit a few things up here on what's happening with the different aspects of it. One of the things is that if you pay alimony...
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer deductible. That's kind of a big deal for a lot of people that, you know, it used to be that you pay your alimony out.
And you could deduct it from your income.
And you'd have to claim it as income and if you received it. But that is no longer the case. So alimony is deductible to the payer spouse and taxable to the recipient spouse. That was the old law. The new law. There's no change for 2018. Deductions and taxability alimony is eliminated beginning this next year in 2019.
So neither one?
Neither one.
One can use it? Whether
you won't have to take it as income, and you won't be able to deduct it as a deduction. So that's one of the new laws, and we're going to go over more and more.
So I guess that depends if you're the payee or the payer and how that law is going to work for you, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's winners and losers on that. Yeah. And, under the old tax law, tax preparation fees and unreimbursed business expenses that exceeded 2% of the taxpayer's adjusted gross income may be deducted. The new law, they're not deductible.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's kind of
that's
interesting.
That's huge for a lot of people.
Anyway, We've got a caller.
We do.
Good morning, Roberta.
Hi. Hey, I'm just curious. Has anybody heard from our state... Assemblyman or senator to let us know what is going on with this DMV law. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't from anybody. I don't think anybody else has.
I think our state senator, which one? You're not talking about the federal, you're talking about the state. So who's our state senator, number one? Is that Nielsen?
That's Gaines.
Oh, it's Gaines. What's Nielsen?
Assemblyman.
Okay. So I was going to say, so Gaines...
They redistrict Nielsen and everything. So Nielsen South, we've got Dally and Gaines.
And yes, where is Dally giving us information?
Let's see. I don't think I've heard anything.
I haven't heard anything out of the Dally camp.
I was going to say, have we heard anything?
Long time.
Yeah.
Well, this is my point. If our legislators can't even keep us apprised of what's going on, we need to change. And so, you know, if it says incumbent behind their name,
you're fired.
Don't vote for them.
Yep. Yeah, I think that it should be our new slogan for the campaign this season. You're fired.
I do too. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Roberta. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Crazy days indeed. Yeah, should we go to the last break and then we'll come back and wrap it up?
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Jump on the magic bus there.
Magic carpet ride.
The magic carpet ride, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the magic bus, the magic carpet ride.
I guess it all depends on where it's going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The destination might be nice to know.
Well, I want to, continue a little bit with this Google censorship of conservatives. An internal memo was revealed last year that instead of outright removing videos, they are kept in a limited state. They are pushed down and demonetized. The criteria for YouTube censorship includes controversial religious or supremacist content and controversial or inflammatory content, which is totally subjective. In other words, anything we don't like, we squash, is really what it comes down to. And, YouTube makes the call, and they are biased and political. Oh, my God, it's a shocker. They're not biased and political, are they? The Southern Poverty Law Center, an extreme group known for its hatred and division, acts as a trusted flagger of video content. So let me get this straight. You got the Southern Poverty Law Center dictating to Google, and that would be YouTube and so forth, what the proper content is that the American people should not be looking at or should be looking at, that whether it's inflammatory
right.
or...
Right.
And what qualifies as hate speech and things like that. But would be the same Southern Poverty Law Group that last August referred to the State of Jefferson movement as Northern California's newest hate movement.
Yeah, those dirty guys, they want representation, they want a free society, control over their own destiny. Those guys are nothing but filled with hate.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, they obviously are out of touch with reality, especially if you're thinking about, Sacramento, because they're obviously in touch with, everything that is powerful and...
Well, essentially, doesn't that make their argument that freedom is racist?
Well, it could be.
Yeah, I mean, in a way,
yeah. If you are a white,
watch where you go.
White heterosexual Christian male.
Yeah, that's it. Then you are obviously a racist person because it's inbred in you. It's part of your DNA. You can't help but think in racist terms.
Oh, and you don't even recognize that you do it.
That's right. That's
right. Not my fault.
Foolish.
As opposed to being, you know, of color, you can't have any racism in you because you're colored, right? Isn't that how it works? I always forget this part. Yeah. You know, it's like money and power. I can never remember whether it's the money or the power that comes first. Or is it the money that leads to the power, or is it the power that leads to the money? I don't know.
Well, I think power created money.
Well, you know, the old story is, do you know what created money? Is the guys who were watching the money. You know, this is how the whole central banking and the fractional reserve banking got started, was that there was a certain segment of the population, the guys who, the money changers, if you will, that they decided that if they kept all their gold in the big vault, then these guys could watch it and keep it safe, and then they would issue script that would then be a claim on the gold that they had in the vaults. Well, somewhere along the line, somebody figured out that they could counterfeit script and put that out into the marketplace, and nobody would notice that there was only, you know, so much gold and so much script, and so that they actually would become wealthy over time because they just keep issuing script, and pretty soon they owned all the gold.
Why? It doesn't sound familiar, does it? If there is any gold, I mean, I'm
crazy.
But yeah. I can come and get my gold back from you every time because I have this piece of paper that says so.
No,
wrong door. You didn't pick the wrong door. Pick again.
That was pre-Nixon.
Oh, whoops.
you're living in the wrong century. And actually, you know, that was one of the things that JFK was kind of a big proponent of not just getting rid of the CIA, but going back to using silver as real money.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you start talking about using money as real money, instead of
making money real again.
Yeah, they kill you.
Yeah, they kill you. Exactly, you know. I kill you.
Yep.
I mean, look at Muammar Gaddafi. We hadn't heard from that guy in 30 years. And then he was like, I think I'll start a gold back. Boop.
Yeah, and then Hillary makes
here
nice little comments like, we killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny as crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with Saddam Hussein.
Twisted, psychopathic Clinton Foundation.
Well, do you remember when ISIS was talking about starting their own gold-backed dinar and actual gold? Where do you think they were going to get that gold from? Think maybe America was going to fly it in on a plane to Iran?
Maybe. Hey, they fly in everything else, you know.
I was going to say, don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, you just don't sign deals. You send them billions of dollars. What the hell? Give them a whole bit. Give them Fort Knox while we're at it, too.
Yeah. If we haven't already.
Is there anything in it?
I was going to say, but with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to clear something up for you guys. If you want to understand the role of outlets like Snoop's or the Southern Poverty Law Center, you got to look at the structure of government in Germany when Hitler came to power. Snoop's is the Ministry of Truth. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is part of the Ministry of Propaganda. What they're doing is mimicking history to demonize the average person and promote everything else as better.
Yeah, freedom. That freedom stuff is way overblown. You don't need freedom. You just need to be happy.
I don't mean to cut you off, but if you look at what they've been doing, they've been working with law enforcement for decades. They're setting the stage to move against the American people. And they're going to use the Milligan experiment, the understanding of human behavior, to get the average government worker to go along with it.
Yeah, you might be right. And so again, I think that we're starting to see the information get out there more and more through different sources, and people are waking up. But, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. If Hillary would have got elected, I mean, I think we would be headed down towards the internment camp right now.
I agree. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we are definitely on the edge of a knife right now, and I think Matt's right. But we have to look at this thing as a whole as well and keep standing up and doing the right thing, because it's not going to go away anytime soon. But the Southern Poverty Law Center is a propaganda wing of the, and that's what these, a lot of these NGOs are for this Marxist communist movement. I mean, and that's really what it is. I mean, it's a takeover of our government. You know, they'd love to, put all free thinking constitutionalists, out to pasture, in more than one way, kind of, you know.
Yeah, literally put us out to pasture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And they're working hard at it, and they have been for a long time. So,
yeah. So people have to wake up and get involved because avoiding it is not the answer. And so you just get poorer and poorer and poorer.
Well, if you think it's never going to touch you, you're wrong. Yeah. It's starting, you know, if we don't do something, you can already see where it's reaching out and touching people.
And just do what is ever within your capabilities. You don't have to necessarily worry about the big picture all the time. Do what you can in your little part. And if everybody gets together with their little part and their little part and their little part, do what you can and it'll add up.
Well, there you have it. Another show in the can. I think we're getting pretty much ready to wind down. We've got about a minute left or so.
Yep.
And, I don't know. I mean, how much is it going to take before you start standing up? How much is it going to take before you start realizing there's no just letting this go? There's no letting it run off. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse until we get better.
Yeah, until we stop it.
Yeah. Put the brakes on.
All right. Keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is reason. No, it's not. It's not reason.
It's not reason.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.